We are at the bottom of Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, three lines before the bottom. Amar Basi, Iso shel Maisa Sheni, Ledivrei Rebbe Meir, Ptura Minachala, Ledivrei Chachamim, Chayeves Bechala. So let's remind ourselves of a couple of things. We had a machlokes before about matzah of Maisa Sheni and matzah of Bikurim. And the question was, is a person able to be yotze with matzah of Maisa Sheni? So basically he said no, because he dashen lechem oini, as if it's written with an aleph, as if to say that when it comes to matzah, a person is able to eat a matzah even in a time of aninus, whereas Maisa Sheni, you're not able to eat in a time of aninus, and therefore you cannot be yotze with matzah of Maisa Sheni. Rabbi Kiva disagreed. Rabbi Kiva darshan b'lechem oini with an ayin milashan ani, and it came to exclude matzah ashira. We also had a discussion about can a person be yotze with matzah bikurim. And in that we said, even Rabbi Kiva will say that you cannot be yotze with matzah bikurim, you cannot be yotze with matzah bikurim, because it says a lashon of meshavos in reference to matzah, and has to be something which can be eaten b'chol meshavos, in all meshavos, as opposed to bikurim, which can only be eaten in Yerushalayim. So now we move on to dough, regular dough of Maisa Sheni, Isa Shal Maisa Sheni, L'divir Rebbe Meir, P'tur Menachala, L'divir Chachamim, Chayavis Bechala. So, according to Rebbe Meir, Rashi says, four lines in the bottom, L'divir Rebbe Meir, the Amar, the Perek Sheni, the Kedushin, Maisa Momen Gavayo. There's a Machlekes Tanayim, famous Machlekes Tanayim, as to Maisa Sheni. Do we look at it as if it is Momen Chulin? Or do we look at it like it's Momen Gavayo? So, according to Rebbe Meir, who says that it's Momen Gavayo, it's going to be Pturim and a Chala. You're not obligated to be Mafrish Chala from Maisa Sheni. Says Rashi, can the Farish the Arisi say Chemsiv Valei Shal Gavaya, as opposed to Shal Gavaya. Whereas the Rebbe Chachamim, who say that it's Mamon Bailim, so then it's regular Mamon Bailim, and you have to be Mafrish Chala. That is Legabe Isa, Legabe Do, Legabe Chala. Next case is Matzah Shal Maisa Sheni, L'divri Rebbe Meir, Ein Adam Yetze Ba'idei Chivasi B'Pesach, L'divri Chachamim Yetze Ba'idei Chivasi B'Pesach. Top Rashi says, and this is what goes back to the previous sugya, Matzah Shal Maisa, L'divri Rebbe Meir, Ein Adam Yetze, V'afilu Le'darish Oini Lashna Aninus. Even if you don't darish like Rabbi Yosi Aglili said Oini Milashna Aninus, which was the reason why Rabbi Yosi Aglili excluded Maisa Sheni from Matzah, even if you don't have that drasha, still, Buyin in Matzah Shaloi, there's a requirement that the Matzah needs to belong to you. V'lei Shal Gavaya. And so on. Ula Kamei Parech Miksiv Matzah Schem. We're going to ask Akasha, where does it say Matzah Schem that we're telling me that it has to belong to you? So again, Matzah Shal Maisa Sheni, L'divrei Rebbe Meir says it's Mamon Gavaya, you can't be Yotze. L'divrei Chachamim, you can be Yotze. And finally, Esrut Shal Maisa Sheni, L'divrei Rebbe Meir, where it's Mamon Gavaya, Ein Adam Yotze Chivasa B'Yomtev, L'divrei Chachamim, Adam Yotze B'Yidei Chivasa B'Yomtev. So the Gemara explains, Maskev Lare Papa Bishlei Me'isa, when it comes to Chala, I understand that there's a Tanai of ownership, it needs to belong to you, and hence if we treat it like Mamon Gavaya, it's not yours. It's got to be yours. And Esrog Nami, it needs to belong to you. Does it say Matzaschem, your Matzah? Where does it say it has to be your Matzah? Amar Rava, v'itim Rabbi Yehuda by Shalmia, Asya lechem lechem. We learn that Gzer Shava lechem lechem, Ksiv Hacha lechem oini. It says by matzah lashon of lechem, Ksiv Hasan by Chala, v'hayu v'achol chemi lechem. Ma'aretz mal halan mishalachem, afkan mishalachem. Hence, if it doesn't belong to you, you cannot be yotze your mitzvah of matzah. So, couple of things to point out over here. Number one, if we look at the top Tesis, Tesis says we're learning out Asya Lechem Lechem. Heksha Ari Miyolins, Kevin Yalfin and Lechem Lechem, Debian and Matzish Lechem. Amai itzrich la'el lema'uti shalei yetzi b'tevel mishi suri mishim bal teichel matzah. Why do we need to come up with a new reason why you can't have a yetzi with a matzah of tevel? Typically, the bein shalachem. The tevel ain't shalachem. Tevel doesn't belong to you. Da'esek shal demai, demachshav esilu balulav ha'gozal, mefarish hasem ishrim de'ibay mafkar anichsi, v'avi'ani v'chazalei ashnami shalachem karinim bay, and so on. But the question is, why do you need a special pasuk by Tevel, typically, that it's simply not yours? Tesis gives a couple of answers, very, very interesting. Two things I just want to mention. One is the Rosh. The Rosh speaks out over here and says the following. Says the Rosh, it's in Klal, it's in Simen Yud Ches. Says the Rosh, Mashma mihacha, the ein yotzin b'matzah gzula. So from the fact that we're saying over here that we're learning out Gzira Shava, so clearly if the matzah is stolen, you are not yotze with it. The Rabbanan islu shaper Gzira Shava, the Rabbanan hold it as Gzira Shava, and the Rosh goes on to say, the Chinkas of a Rambam, the Inna of Yotze b'matzah Gzula. Now the Karban Esanel says, 1 second, Vim Tamer, Habalik Gzira Shava, and Yotze b'matzah Gzula, Davi Mitzvah Bava Veira. Why do I need to come on to this Gzira Shava to tell me you're not yet with Matzah Gzula? On that, we've got our regular din of Mitzvah Baba Avera, the Havi Posel Midya Rice, the Kemeshbaz Rabbein and Perkulul of Hagazel. The Shita of the Rosh is that it's a Psoli Rice. We mentioned a couple of days ago the Shita of the Ramban and others that maybe it's something to Rabbanim. But according to the Rosh, the Mitzvah Baba Avera is a Psoli Rice, so I don't need a special Gzira Shava to tell me you're not yet matzik zula. Says the carbon asana of Yishlam, the sphere of Rabbeinu Kedas, Archas Chaim, Shehevi Beis Yosef, Mishrim Mitzah Baba Avera, Eina Ela Legano Vulagazlan Atzmoy, Avalachirun Kosher. If you're going to go ahead and say that you're not yet mitzah Baba Avera, that only applies to the Gan of the Gazlan, according to this opinion. But if Reuben steals it, and then, you know, now it happens to be on, it made its way into Shimon's living room. Reuven sold it to someone else, sold it to another retailer, and now, you know, Yehuda ends up buying it. So Yehuda, you can't say Yehuda is not Yotze the Matzah because of Mitzvah Baba Avera. So that's why I need Matzaschem, or not Matzaschem, but a Gzer Shav of Lechem Lechem, to tell me that if it's stolen, if the Chafze is stolen, if not, you cannot be Yotze with it. You cannot be yotze with it. The Shulchan Aruch says in Tosfos Dalet, "Ein adam yotze lirevatz b'matzah gzula," and so on. It cannot be stolen, as we're saying that there is some type of, just like we learned from Challah, that it's got to be aris sichem, it's got to be yours. So to buy matzah, we're memayit something which is stolen. Now, but the question is still halacha lemaisa. I go to someone else's house for Seder night. Do I need to assume ownership of the matzah beforehand? Does it need to belong to me beforehand? What if any level of ownership do we need? We're learning at Lechem Lechem. It says, lechem aretz, just like over there, it's Mishalachem. So it's over here, it's Shalachem, it's got to be yours. We're saying definitely not stolen, for sure. Even if I didn't do the Aveira, but the Heftza cannot be stolen. And we're learning out because it's got to be lachem. So does it mamish need to be mine? So I'm just looking here in the footnotes of the Deer Shul, Mishnah Berurah and Tachanun Dalet. If Dalet, he brings a very interesting discussion in the Achronim as to whether or not one should, if you're a guest or if you're hosting someone at your Seder, should you be makna the matzahs to the guests on Lela Seder? He quotes from the Imri Bina, who says that really one should tzarichu lechaven b'mefirish liknes as a matzah she'eichel. You should have kavana beforehand to acquire the matzahs which you are eating. And so says the Sfas Emes in Sukkah. That, and he says, this kamet stodim le'yashiv madua ein no'egim kein. It seems to be the people are meiko. Rav Yashiv, Rav Shlomo Zalman say, ro'i l'hader. It's a hider to do so. If you didn't do so, Rabbi Yashiv says, you are Yetza. But a very interesting discussion based on this Gemara, Apparently they say the briskers, you would have thought the briskers were machmir. Apparently they say that by the briskerov he didn't do that. He wasn't machnit to the mesubin. But an interesting discussion based on this Gemara, how the Gemara seems to say it's just like esrog is possible because of din lachem, and there we know that it has to belong to you mamish. So you would have thought the same thing applies to matzah. Or do we say that when I give you the matzah to eat, so it's as if I'm being machnit it to you, because I'm giving it to you in a way that you can be here to the mitzvah. Ein sham, interesting deal. Good.
Is the etrog the same din as the matzah is right? Because the etrog also has to belong to you.
Well, look what I'm saying now. Esrog for sure has that din, and there it's even more. You mamish, it definitely has to belong to you, and mamish has to belong to you. No shayla about it. Yeah.
Okay,
fine. Al kapanim, we have said so far Rav Asi's din. Dough which doesn't belong to you, i.e. dough of Maisa Sheni, according to Rabbi Meir, is potter from challah. Matzah of Maisa Sheni, according to Rabbi Meir, is you can't be yotze with. And esrog of Maisa Sheni, according to Rabbi Meir, you can't be yotze with. And the Chachamim disagree on all those three cases because they say it's your mammon, it's not mammon gavoya. Says the Gemara, like this. Says the Gemara, Lema Misayele, let's bring a siyua to this. Lema Misayele, Isa Bein Shoma, Isa Shoma Isa Sheni, Pter Menachala, Diver Rebbe Meir, Vachachamim Meir, Chayebis. So we're bringing a siyua from a statement which pretty much says the exact same thing, that if you have Isa, of Maisa Sheni, according to Rebbe Meir, Yopata, according to Chamir Chai, in fact, the Gemara, what do you mean, Lema Misayeh? Hainohach, it's mamish, the exact same thing. It's usually a siyua, it's something slightly different. But this is literally word for word the same thing. Hainohach, says the Gemara, Hachig Amar, Lema Midipliyi Be'isa, from the fact that we see there's a machlikas of Yumeir and the Chachamim by Isa, Legabi Chala, let us say also, Bahanach Nami Pligi, let us say that they also argue by Matzah and by Esrog, Bahanach Nami Pligi. I don't know, shiny off and say Arise Sechem Trezimni. Or perhaps you might say, no, it's only by Challah that Rabbi Meir says you're not Yotze, because there it says twice Arise Sechem. Maybe Dafka over there. If you look at Rashi directly across, a couple lines up, I don't know, excuse me, that's not the Rashi I wanted. Sorry, Rashi four lines down, Trezimni. It says twice. Abul Hassam, Lachem lemuti shaol v'gazol. Maybe the lachem is coming to be mamayit something else. It shouldn't be borrowed by esrog. It shouldn't be stolen. Avol esrog shomai sheni. Hayda is yayev le lachila nafig bay. Feel Rabbi Meir. Maybe Rabbi Meir would also agree. Maybe it's only by challah. It says arusa sechem twice that Rabbi Meir says what he says. And hence, the Gemara suggested a lame misayele, and the fact that he argues by this, maybe we see that the argument is by all three cases. Good. Says the Gemara weiter. Boy Reb Shimon ben Lakish. Mauji to Adi Mene Chivasa Bechala Shal Maisa Sheni B'Yushalayim. So, you have Maisa Sheni flour. You take your Maisa Sheni flour up to Yushalayim. And then, we're going to say now, we're going like the Shitas Chachamim, we say Maisa Sheni is Mom and Bailim, and therefore I'm obligated to take Challah from it. So I now separate a portion of Challah, and I give this Challah to the Kohen. So now, the Kohen has a Matzah. This Matzah is, on the one hand, it's Challah, and it's also Challah from Maisa Sheni. So it's got like two, I'm not going to say two potential strikes against it, but two reasons to say why it's not so poshut that you can be yotzei mitzvas matzah. So again, so again, we go back to the previous day's discussion. Ali, but there be a si haglili, who says that I darshan from lechem oini, as if it's written with an aleph, which tells me matzah is the type of thing which you can eat even in a state of animus. Well, if so, then Maisa Sheni is categorically excluded, because we say about Maisa Sheni lechalti ba'oini mimenu. So Ali, but the Yisagileti ba'olach hashta b'chulin le'nafik. If it's a regular Maisa Sheni, meaning non-challah ma'isa sheni, just regular, I have ma'isa sheni flour, and I bake a matzah, it basically says you're not yotze. So, if it's the challah which comes out of my ma'isa sheni, for sure you're not going to be yotze. The shayla is going to be according to Rabbi Akiva. Doesn't darshin lechem oini as if it's written with an aleph, but he uses oini as if it says lechem oni to be mamayit matzah ashira. That's going to be the shayla. He said, "But I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva." The chulin who did nafik the imitama yeshlan hetzah b'meishavos. So will I say, according to Rabbi Akiva, regular ma'aser sheni, regular matzahs which come from ma'aser sheni, you can be yotze. Why? Because let's think about any potential problem. Mitzad the lechem oini with an ayin, as if it's with an aleph, I don't dash in that way. And therefore, the fact that ma'aser sheni cannot be eaten in a state of aninus doesn't bother me, because I dash in Rabbi Akiva, lechem oni, as if it says lechem oni, only to exclude matzah shira. So if it said that, it's not a problem. Elamai, maybe you'll tell me, there's another issue to consider, which we've said everyone agrees that bikurim, if you have flour bikurim, you may not bake it into a matzah and be yotze matzah's mitzvah with bikurim. Why? Because bikurim must be eaten in the Beis HaMikdash, in Yerushalayim specifically, and matzahs, it says, b'chol moishvay seichem teichlu matzahs. So, being that it's nismai, it's from the din of moishvays, moishavays, and has to be able to be something which is eaten in all of your moishavays, bikurim is nismayit. Is that going to be a problem over here? So let's see, says the Gemara. I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva, the shayla is going to be. B'chulinu de nafik de imutamu yeshan hatzabu moishavays. Meaning like this. Let's say I bring ma'aser sheni up to Yerushalayim. Now, at that stage, someone will say, hey, you brought ma'aser sheni to Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to take it out anymore. Once the ma'aser sheni has been niklat within the chaymeis Yerushalayim, you can't take it out. Ooh, if you can't take it out, maybe this is going to be a problem of b'chol ma'aser seichem teichlu matzahs. Only matzah which could be eaten anywhere are you yotze with. The matzahs which are limited to a particular place, you're not yotze with. And that we say no. Even in Yerushalayim, if ma'aser sheni becomes tamei, we learned before, b'shem Rabbi Eliezer, you can be paided even in Yerushalayim, and you'll be able to take it out, and so on. So, ki tibol ha'alivet ha'vegiva b'chunanu dinafik, de'im tamu, even if it became tamei, even Yerushalayim, yeshan hetzeh b'meishavos. However, challah, but here it's the challah of ma'aser sheni. So it's a little bit more complicated because, again, I have ma'aser sheni, it's in Yerushalayim, I was mafresh a portion of challah, gave it to the kohen, he baked it into a matzah. So he's got a matzah which is challah of ma'aser sheni. Now, if this becomes tamei, so then you cannot redeem it and eat it because challah shenitma, like chulin, like truma shenitma, you have to burn. So mitzad the ma'aser sheni, you're not really supposed to take it out anymore unless you redeem it. But it's challah, and even if you redeem it, you can't eat it. So says the Gemara, avol challah de'imitavya lesle hetze b'meishavos ulesreifa azla. It's something which is destined to be burnt. Le'nafik. Perhaps you cannot be yotze. Before we see the other tzad, let's just see one Rashi. Rashi says, if you look at Rashi, about 12 lines down, L'sreifa Azla, 15 lines down, L'sreifa Azla, the truma tmeya asura b'achila. Challah's got the same thing as truma. Truma tmeya is asura b'achila. Uba oita tahoira ein lehetze b'meishavais. Whilst it's ma'isa sheni, challah of ma'isa sheni, you're not really allowed to take it out. Mishum de ma'isa sheni hu, basa de kol tuma chitzas les lepadiya. You're not supposed to take it out. Elamai, once it becomes tummy, you have to burn it. So here it's a little bit more of a problem. So again, we have a shayla. Reish Lakish is a shayla. If you have ma'aser sheni, you bake it, you apportion challah, you give the challah to the kohen. He now has a matzah of challah of ma'aser sheni. Can you be yotze with that? Our shayla is a libid Rabbi Akiva. that the only issue we need to contend with is the Moshavais issue here, because it's Chala and Maisa Sheni. When it's Tar, you're not supposed to take it out of Yerushalayim. If it's Mitzvah, you have to burn it. Maybe you can't be Yetzer. What's the other tzad? Oidoma Amrin and Hoyel. Now we know in many places in Shas we have a Hoyel concept, which usually states, well, being that I could have done this, or being that if the situation was slightly different than that, so already now I'm going to give it to that din. So what's the hoil over here? Oidoma Amrin and Hoyel. What's the hoil? We say, Hoyel ve'ilu le'kara ala shame. Had you not called it Chala, had it just been, you know, just my Maisa Sheni, had I not called this particular section Chala, the Itma, and the Maisa Sheni would have become Tamei, Isle Hatter, because I could have redeemed it, B'Meshavais, and therefore I could have eaten it anywhere, the Nafik Ba, Hashtanami Nafik. So to over here, I can also be Yotza. So we're saying this very interesting tzad of Hoyo, that Lu Yitzra wasn't Kereshim Chal on it, then it would have been just regular Maisa Sheni. Regular Maisa Sheni, which becomes Tamei, I can redeem and I can eat it anywhere I want. In which case, it's a keem of the Din Meshavis. Let's take a look at Rashi and Tasteris. If you look at Rashi, the Ramasla, Idilma. Rashi says, Idilma, Hoyo ve ilo le kar le shim hale isle heta be Meshavis, meaning im nitzma, vinafik, you could be Yotza. Hashtanami le poka teres matzamina mishim kriyas shem chala. Meaning, at the end of the day, I want to know, is this a heftza with which I can be Yotza my mitzvah of matzah with? So, what is this? It's Maisa Sheni. You know, mitzad Maisa Sheni, I can always be Yotza matzah's mitzvah with this. No problem. I eat in Yerushalayim, I'm not supposed to take it out. It's not my Shabbos. If it becomes Tamei, I'm allowed to take it out, so it is my Shabbos. Oh, but now it's Chala. And if it's Chala becomes Tamei, you have to burn it, and then you're not going to be able to eat it, so there's no kiyum of Meshavis. Says the second side, relax. Relax. Being that, had I not called it Chala, it would just be Maisa Sheni, I could be Yotza. Hashtanami le'pokater is Matzamina Mishim Kriyashim Chala. Why? The Chala ba'alma le'nafka michlau Matzah. Chala is not a stira to being Yotza Matzah. We learned in our Mishnah, Kedisnan Masnisin, Vakehanim Chala. A Kohen is allowed to be Yotza his mitzvah of Achilas Matzah with Chala. So, says the second side of the Gemara, Mitzat the Shem Maisa Sheni, it's not antithetical to my mitzvah Matzah. Mitzat the Shem Chala, it's also not antithetical to my mitzvah Matzah. So, Elamai, you have the two together. And now you're kind of trying to say, well, I'm a little bit trapped now because Maisa Sheni, once it's in Yerushalayim, you're not supposed to take it out, therefore it's not Meshavas. Oh, but if it was Nitzma, I could be paid it, therefore it is Meshavas. Oh, but because it's Chala, and if it would be Tamei, then I'd have to burn it. No, we look at every single one individually. Neither one in and of itself is a Sphira. And therefore, being that I could say Hoyel, that's going to be the redeeming factor over here. I can say Hoyel. Now, once you say Hoyel, this kind of opens up, you know, the sky's the limit. What, you're going to say, Hoyle, well, had it been that I wouldn't have done this, then what? Then okay, so frek teisvus, in dira mas vaidil ma Hoyle, v'ilili kar l'shem, teim alari, I amus Hoyle, what, you're going to start to say, Hoyle? In kain, bikurim nami, necholam b'chol meshvei seichem, Hoyle v'li kar l'shem, meaning, if you wouldn't have called this Bikurim, so I bring a bag of wheat, which is Bikurim to Yerushalayim. We tell the Gehanim, you're not to bake that into matzahs and be Yotza matzahs mitzah with this. It's Bikurim. Bikurim is not eaten b'chol meshvei seichem. Frank Tez is 1 second. You just told me Hoyel. Had I not called it Bikurim, then I would be able to be Yotza, so maybe now also. So once you say Hoyel, pretty much the sky's the limit. As a fractasis. Says no, there's a big difference. The Ishlim Bedalei Dami. The Shem Bikurim, Eine Necho Bechol Moshvei Seichem. Bikurim, by definition, may never be consumed in all of your Meshavis. Aval Hacha, Shem Chala, Necho Bechol Moshvei Seichem. The Chin Shem Meiser Chudei, Necho Bechol Moshvei Seichem. Hilkech Bechalas Meiser, Minen Shapra Hoyal, and so on. So very important. You say this dikatosis in Havana that Maisu Sheni is not a stira to Matzah's mitzvah. The Shem Chal is not a stira to Matzah's mitzvah. So it happens we've got the two together, which kind of technically seems to say it's a problem. Here I'll come along and I will say Hoyal. That is the Shaila of Reish Lakish. Igadamri, there are those who say, oh, Vadeh L'Tiboylach, that definitely wasn't a Shaila, the Vadeh Minin Hoyal, Ki Tiboylach Chala Halakuach, the Kesev Maisa Sheni. The Shaila is Chala, which has been purchased with Maisa Sheni money. Okay, we'll see why is this different. Remember we said that there's two ways of eating Maisa Sheni Yerushalayim. Either you bring up the original Maisa Sheni and eat it in Yerushalayim, or you redeem the Maisa Sheni onto coins, and with the money you buy food in Yerushalayim. So we're discussing over here Chala, which has been purchased with Maisa Sheni money. Let's say I'm a Kohen, and I go to Yerushalayim, and I have some Maisa Sheni coins, and I go over to another Kohen, and I say, can I buy Chala, which has Kedushas Chala, with my Maisa Sheni funds? That's the Shaila. Aliba the Rabbanan Leiti Boilach, and according to the Rabbanan, it's not a Shaila, Kaven the Amri Yitpade. Haina Maisa, according to the Rabbanan who say that Maisa Sheni, which has been purchased with money, has the exact same halachic status as regular Maisa Sheni. If you look at Rashi over here, Aliba the Rabbanan, Rashi says, Aliba the Rabbanan, the Pliga Leid of Yehuda, V'amri Lakuach, the Kesef Maisa. Shenitma, you can be paid it. The alima, lemitvas pidyoni, it's very strong, like regular Maisa Sheni. Just like regular Maisa Sheni is a bar pidyon, so to Maisa Sheni, which has been purchased with Maisa Sheni funds, is a bar pidyon. In which case, I don't have a shayla, and we would say the exact same hoyle as we said before. Ki deboilach, Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. The Shaila is going to be according to Rabbi Yehuda de Amar Yikaver. Rabbi Yehuda says, if I have Maisa Sheni funds, and I purchase food in Yerushalayim, which now has Kedushas Maisa Sheni, and the level of that Kedusha is not strong enough to be Teufis a Pidyon on it, because it's not the actual Maisa Sheni itself. It's money of Maisa Sheni, which I subsequently used to buy a loaf of bread. The loaf of bread subsequently became Tamei. Now, if I want to be paid to that, I cannot be paid to that. It's not strong enough. That is the Shaila. If you look at Rashi on Dibra Maslo Yikover, Rashi says, where is the Rashi I'm looking for? Yikover. Yeah, about 8 lines down before the lines get wide. Yikaver kol lakuach b'kesef maisa sheni shenitma. Why do you have to bury it? Mishum de klisha kedushasei. Its kedusha is weak. Ole alim lemitvas pidyonei. It's not strong to allow pidyon to be chal upon it. V'nami lekara le shim chala le havi le hetzem meshavis. Even if you didn't call it chala, there wouldn't be a Hatzamu Shavais because it's simply not strong enough for you to now go ahead and redeem it. So that is going to be the Shaila. This man, Halakuach, because of Maisa Sheni, something which was bought for Maisa Sheni money, and then that is Nitma, Yipada, according to the Tanakhama, and Rabbi Yehuda Aymer Yikaver. It is buried. So here, what is the Shaila? Me, I'm reading the Hoyo, the Ilaylakohave. Had it not been purchased, but had it been the real Maisa Sheni, the Hoyo, and a second Hoyo is Hoyo Vallay Kara Ale Shame, the Itzme Yishma Hatibome Shavis Venafik Bey, Hashtanami Nafik Bey. So if I say both Hoyos, Hoyo that it wasn't Maisa Sheni, which was purchased with Maisa Sheni funds, but it was the real initial Maisa Sheni, and had I not called it Chala, then it would be something which is eaten b'chomei shavuos. Dilma chad hoyel amrinen, trei hoyel le amrinen. Or I may say one hoyel, but I do not say two hoyels. That is going to be the shayla of the Gemara. And on that, Amarava, misabrish shem meiser chadu. He says it's misabrish to say meiser is meiser is meiser. It's all the same thing. If you look at the bottom Rashi, the chiyechi did nothing but meiser gufei. Just like you can be yotze with your mitzvah of matzah with meiser sheni. Nothing but chalosei. Hoyel b'shem chalal and nothing but almin b'chal matzah. As we said, chalal is not the sphere to matzah. V'nafik nami b'chalas halakuach t'hamikeach meiser ba. V'lei machmerin and lei mine. It's no stronger than regular meiser sheni. So b'kitzer, we had over here a very interesting shaila of Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish's shaila was the following. If you have, can a person be yetzer with the chala of meiser sheni? Again, we're going to, according to the Rabbanan of Rabbi Meir, who says meiser sheni is mom and bailim. So I was mafresh chala, I gave it to the kohen. Are you able to be yetzer matzah's mitzvah with it? According to Shaila, according to Rabbi Kiva, and we want to know, do we say that it's a problem because it's no longer nechal b'chol meishavis? Why is it not nechal b'chol meishavis? Because once you have challah, once you have meiser sheni in Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to take it out. So really, it's no longer shayach to kol meishavis seichem. Elamai, if it's tamei, you could be poidet, and you could take it out. But here, if it becomes tamei, you have to burn it. Or do I say hoyel? Being that, had I not called it challah, I could have been Yotza, so to even now, being that Meiser Sheni is not antithetical to Matzah's Mitzvah, being that Chala is not antithetical to Matzah's Mitzvah, so I will say Chala. And that the Rava says, yes, you are Yotza, Mistabra, in all cases, even in the second Lashon, Shem Meiser Chadu. Good. Okay, we move on to the last piece of the Mishnah. So we said in the Mishnah, Chalas Toida Urekike Nazir. So what do we say in the Mishnah by Halach Peda and Rekike Nazir? We said, Ason la'atzmoi ein yotzeben. Ason l'mkabishok yotzeben. If you made them for yourself, you're not yotze. If you made them to sell in the shok, you can be yotze. So says the Gemara Menani Mili, Amar Rabba, the Amar Krah. Pasuk says, Ushmartem es ha-matzis. Ushmartim is a matzis. You need to safeguard the matzis. So what do we learn from there? We say, matzah mishtameres l'shem matzah. Matzah mishtameres l'shem matzah. Yatzis lezu, she'ein mishtameres l'shem matzah, ela l'shem zevach. So I need a matzah which has been safeguarded for the sake of matzah, not one which has been safeguarded for the sake of his zevach. If you look at Rashi on the top, Kol Shimor She'ata Meshamra Sholei Tachnitz Hiskavin L'Shem Matzah Shol Mitzvah. Meaning, when you're doing a Shemira that is Shnat B'tam Chametz, which that for sure you have to do, but there's a requirement that that Shemira must be done L'Shem Matzah. And here it was done L'Shem Zevach, there but no good, says Rashi, Yatzis Delav L'Shem Matzah Shol Matzah Pesach Avidla El L'Shem Matzah Shel Zevach. So that is, according to Rabbi Yisav Amar, a different reason. Amar Kral, Shivas Yomim, Matzah Techelo. It says you'll eat matzah for 7 days. So we darshan, Matzah Nechelas L'Shivas Yomim, Yatzah Zazusha, and Nechelas L'Shivas Yomim, El L'Yem V'Layla. So an important prerequisite of Matzah's mitzvah is that it's the type of item which could be for 7 days. But this, where it's going to be noisar after 1 day and one night, so then it is nismayit, and therefore, chalas toidim rekiki nazir, you're not able to use it for matzah's mitzvah. Tani gavasi the rabba, tani gavasi the b'yesir, tani gavasi the rabba, yachol yetze yidei chivasi chalas toidim rekiki nazir. I might think that a person can be yetze his mitzvah with chalas teda or with rekiki nazir. Tamad leimu shmartim es ha-matzos. Matzah mishtameres l'shum matzah yatzah zazu she'ed mishtameres l'shem matzah el l'shem zevach. So that's clearly a raya to Rabbo. Tani gavaz dev yezev yachol yetze adem din chivasev b'chalas teder kikin nazir. Talmud leimar shivas yamim matzah techelu. It says for 7 days you will eat matzahs. And matzah nechalas l'shiva. Yotzah zazu she'ed nechalas l'shiva, as opposed to this, which cannot be eaten for 7 days. Ela leyoyim v'layla. Good. So we have a raya to Rabba, and we have a raya to Rabbi Yosef. So where are we holding at this stage? The Mishnah said, Chalas Teida, Rekiki Nazir, if you made them for yourself, you may not be Yotza, your mitzvah matzah with it. If you made them for the Shuk, you can. We have Rabba's reason that it says, V'shmartim es ha-matzahs, the shmir needs to be done, v'shem matzahs mitzvah. We have the reason of Rabbi Yosef, that a actual t'nai nochatz, a prerequisite of matzah's mitzvah, is that it's the type of thing which could be eaten for 7 days. This can only be eaten for 1 day, 1 night. Frag the Gemara, 3 questions. The Gemara has got 3 problems with the Joshes so far. Frag the Gemara, the tape of clay, milachamoni, mishenechobaninus, yotzes zesh eine nechobaninus, celibacimcha. Didn't we learn, according to Rabbi Yossi HaGalili, that we dash in lechem oini with an ayin, as if it says lechem oini with an aleph? So we dash in, it's got to be the type of thing which you could eat ba'aninus, as opposed to karbonis, chalas teide, rekiki nazir. It's clearly not something which a person can eat ba'aninus. So in other words, like if you look at the way Rashi learns the question, if you look at Rashi about 15-20 lines down, the tebig lay the inenechol la'ainen v'lamali krach rina the whole kodshem asirim la'ainen b'yavomus asilon b'kavachem imam aysakal amrteo lechalti ba'ini basa kodesh chomer lekol shagin. Why does Rabban of Yosef need to come up with new reasons as to why you cannot be yitzah with chalas teid and rekiki nazir? Because of Ushmartim HaSamatzis, because of Shivas Yomansis Techelu, typically, you're not allowed to have Kachim in a state of Aninus. Finished. Says the Gemara, Savalak Rabbi Kiva, the armor Aniksiv. He learns like Rabbi Kiva, who says, we don't dash an Ani with an Aleph, we dash an Ani to say, to be Mamayit Matzah Ashira. The armor Aniksiv. Frag the Gemara, okay. Well, if so, I've got a different question then. But typically the Havi Lehei Matzah Shira. So then I know it's Nismayit because it's Matzah Shira. What does that mean? We know that these Chalais were kneaded together with oil. Oil is one of the ingredients which turns regular matzah into Matzah Shira. So as I break the typically the Havi Matzah Ashira. Amishmob Rabbi Yitzchak Revius he. Rashi explains the chatzi leg shemen, which you bring with the Todah, that is divided up in all the 40 loaves, and therefore there's a very small amount of oil in the matzah, which does not render the matzah, into matzah shira. It's got to be something where the tam is morgish, exactly. Okay, good. Fine. Good. So that's what we said. Amishmo Ravitz, Goravitz, Nus Chalakas, Yelakamachalas. Frag the Gemara, the third cash. We take the clay, the Anon, and the Chalais, Bechol Meshavais. Third cash. Meaning, how could you possibly think that you can be Yotza with Halas Teido, Rekike Nazir, Matzah's Mitzvah? I mean, Kodshim has to be eaten only in Yerushalayim, maximum. If not within the Beis HaMikdash, within the Azara, if it's Kachi Kachim, but certainly not outside of Yushalayim. And we have said that everyone agrees that there's a din, behol Moshe Seichem Techel Matzis, and you cannot eat Kachim outside. Let's just look at the Rashi about 7-8 lines before the lines start to get wide. Tebigle the Ein and Halas behol Meshavais, Elab Yushalayim, the Mechitzas Kachim Kalim, Lefnim and Achayma. It's got to be within the walls of Yushalayim. Nidarecha Asher Tidar Vemyotzin if some Abbas was other Treifa, Kevin Jots Abbas Mechitzasi Nastar. So why do I need a Pasuk? Why do I need a new Pasuk Mishmatimis Hamatzis, Shivis Yamamatzis Techelu? Why do I need these Pesukim? It's Pasha that it's already Nismayet from B'chol Meishvei Secha. As I break the Gemara, typically the Eina Nechalas B'chol Meishavis, Amreish Lakish, Zeisei Meres, Chalas Teida, Rekiki Nazir, Nechalin, B'noiv, V'givayin. So it must be that there was at least a period in history with which I needed these Pesukim of Ushmatim HaSamatzis and Shivas Yama Matzis Techelo to be Mamayit, Chalas Teidim Kiki Nazir, and I would not have been able to have excluded it from the whole Meshvei Seicham, because at least at the time of Naiv and Givain, you could have eaten Chalas Teidim Kiki Matzis anywhere, not just in a limited place. It could have been eaten in Naiv, anywhere at the time of Naiv and Givain, where there was the Bar Magdalah. You were allowed to bring Chalas Teidim Rekiki Nazir, and there was no limitation to where they would have been eaten, and so on. In which case, there's no problem mitzad the b'chol meishvei seichem, because they could have been eaten anywhere. And Rashi goes into a lengthy discussion. The second half of Rashi, he gives a little bit of a history of bamis, and when there was a het of bamis, and it's a bamis, bama gedela, bama ketana. And he says that our sugi is not like Rav Shimon, who says that even in the times of Naiv and Givain, only Psachim and Chayvayis HaKavol and Zman you could bring. But Chayvayis She'ein Lem Zman Kavua, like Chalas Teidim Rekiki Nazir, are not included, and so on. So Rashi goes into. But the point is, being that there was a period in history where mitzvah the pasuk of b'chol meishvei seichem, there's no restriction, there's no limitation, there's no problem in eating your chalas teidim rekiki nazir. That's the reason why I need a new pasuk of ushmatim esamatzis or a shivas yomim matzis techelo. If you look at the bottom Tosis for a minute, Tosis says necholam b'neiv v'givayim ekshar b'ne nisim im kain. Meaning, once you're telling me that there was a period in history, namely in the time of Naiv and Givain, when you could eat your Chalas Teidim Rekiki Nazir all over the place, and there was no limitation or restriction, hence you need a new pasuk, because it's not Nismayit from B'chol Meishvei Seichem. So, in Kein, Heichem Mimai Bikurim, Mi B'chol Meishavis. V'ha Bikurim, Havi Chayva Kavon En Zman. Mizman Simcha, the Matzeres al Chag, maybe the Kirei, in Cain Kraven Veneva given. Therefore, certainly the Bikurim were also able to be Hukrav at the time of Naivin Givain. Kimei Psachim Shayi Kraven Lakuli Alma. And therefore, surely you should either need another Pasuk to be Mamayat Bikurim, or you should not be Mamayat Bikurim. The Yishlema, the Bikurim, Hoyal Vayishlem Zman Godel Kol Kach. From Atzeres al Chag, Lo Yechashiv Zman Kavua. Over Rashbam Mefarsh, Mishimach Yavi Bikurim Chayve She'ein Lam Zman Kavua, Kevin She'im Ein Lay Peiris LeYavi Bikurim. There's no obligation in the first place to bring Bikurim if you don't have Peiris. But the point is that the Kasha is an Eisen Kasha. Once you're telling me that we don't assess Meishvei Seichem by the time of the Beis Hamikdash onwards, we even look at it in the times of the Bamis, i.e. Naiv and Givain, and being that at that time there was more of an allowance to bring in a wider area, so then you cannot exclude even Bikurim from the B'chol Meishvei Seichem. Good. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Eloi, Sha'aldi es Rabbi Eliezer. I asked Rabbi Eliezer, the Shaila of the Mishnah, I asked him, Ma'u Sheyetzi Adam Mechalas Teida, or Rekiki Nozer. Omali, Li Shamati, I never heard the answer to this Shaila. Bossi Vishalti Lifnei Rabbi Yeshua, Omali, Hari Omru, Chalas Teidim Rekiki Nazir, Shasam Laatzmai, Eilad Amir Itzabem, Limka Vishuk, the Yotzeban, and we will explain in a minute the difference between these two cases, but that's what Rabbi Yeshua said. Came back, and I presented my findings to Rabbi Eliezer, Amarli Bris. He said, Bris. Rashi says, three lines in the bottom. Bris, Shavua. Hein, hein, advarim, shenermu, loy, lamesh, besinai. As if to say, Rabbi Eliezer originally thought he never heard, and then now he's saying, yes, this in fact is correct, and this is a halacha lamesh misinai, and so these are the words which are said, halacha lamesh misinai. It's very, very interesting. I just want to find that. Where is it? Yeah, if you look at Rabbeinu Hananel over here, very, very interesting. Lashon Rabbeinu Hananel. Adir Amas LeBris Heinen Advarim Shneim LeMeish MiSinai Kolimar Vaday Bris Pirish Nishba Loi B'Shvua Heinen Advarim LeMeish MiSinai Pirish Nishba Loi Shvua Heinen Advarim LeMeish MiSinai Ava Pigan Lav. Sorry, that is, yeah, meaning these. So he's swearing that these are the things which. Yeah, you know, let's finish and we'll come back to the Shabbat Hanala, because I think it's better if we see the end of the Gemara first. Okay, Al Kapana first, he says, he swears, this is what was said, Allah HaMesh Sinai, Igad Amri, he said, Bris, Heinin Advarim, Shanaim HaLeh Sinai, V'Leh Taim Abayah, but does it not need some type of an explanation? Again, we'll see in the Rabbeinu Hanan in a second how he learned this. Do we not require an explanation? B'Taim Amai, what's the difference? Amar Rabbo kol l'shuk imluchei mimlach. Anyone who is selling, who's selling in the shuk, so he's selling, bearing in mind that he might not necessarily sell, in which case he might change his mind. Amar I mizdavin mizdavin. If I sell them, I sell them. Ile mizdavin epek behu anah. If I don't manage to sell them, I myself will be Yotze Matzah's Mitzvah with it. And therefore I'm having in mind that I want to be Yotze, my Mitzvah's Asay, of Matzah with these Matzahs, and therefore I kind of have one eye on these Matzahs the whole time, that I might end up using them. If you look at Rashi, two hands on the bottom, let's just see, if Igad Amri Bitmia Amalei Dechi Heina Dvarim Tolei Boitayma Kealach HaMesh Misinai. The time of I, Gemara by love, the time of my Shastamin Kabashuk, Lutzarachi, Taida, Yotzin Ben, Imle Mahon Hare, Lenish Kamar, Lashem Matzah, Lashem Zevach. And we said, no, Apok Boano, Yile Hobas Matzah. The fellow says, I will have a mind, it's for Yotzah, and therefore he was Shemrit, Lashem Matzah. So again, just before we see this within Hanano, there is a Kasha. I mean, Rashi said before, Badas Rabbi Yosef, that if you did it l'shem matzah, and you did it l'shem chalas teda, you're not yotze with it. It seems to be that it's got to be done, that it was l'shem matzah. So why over here are we saying, well, in the event that he never sells them, so then he can be yotze matzah, because, you know, then all of a sudden it does work. But why? So the Achreinim, the Sfas Emes, and Rabbi Hanan, and they say, the Sansema says, that you have to say that if in the end he ends up not selling them, and he takes them for a matzah, so then, huvrar hadavar limachreya, sh'ason rak l'shem matzah. It's like a braider of sorts, that the shmir was done l'shem matzah. But according to this, says the Sansema, this should very much depend on the machlikas tanayim, if we hold a braira, or we don't hold a braira. It's machlekes tanaim. We know we pass him by derises ein breira. That is what the Sfas Emes says. Rabbi Hanan writes and says, no, this is not a breira tikadin, because he says the din of lishma einay kavanas ha'adam bilvad elahu hatfasa b'cheftza varehu kechol hakinyonim she'efshu latfisam l'achazman. It's something which you're placing in the actual item itself. So he says, Therefore, it is beyond Adam to make a tenai, being that he wants to possibly be yotza his mitzvah matzah, he wants it to be meichel chalais l'shem matzah in this thing. I mean, it needs a little bit more of a hesber, but Rav Chaim wants to say that it's not a breira d'kadin, it's more a din of l'shma, when you're placing something into the chafza, and it's beyond chal for you to go ahead and do this. But just going back to the Ben Hanan, which is a fascinating thing, again, he says, Bris, Hayden Advar Mishnah Lamesh Misina, Kalaim Ravade Bris, Pirish Nishbalay Bishvua, Hayden Advar Lamesh Misina, Avra Pekin, Lab Time of Boy, but nevertheless, does not require a explanation. Amarova, Kola Shukim Nuchim Imlach, Imizdav Mizdavan, Eloy Apigduana, Shmamina, says Rabbi Hanan. Shekol hadvarim hamufurashim b'mishnah halacha l'meishim yisinayin v'afar pi shein shnuyim stoma. I mean, this is a massive, massive idea, what Rabbeinu Hanan was saying over here. A massive idea about Teresh Shebal Peh, that anything which is mentioned in the Mishnah Stam is halacha l'meishim yisinay. That's what he says. That, I mean, this is what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says this Stam. If you made it to sell, if you made it for yourself, you're not Yotze. If you made it to sell, you are Yotze. That was said Stam. And Rabbi Eliezer says, yes, this is Halacha Mishmi Sinai, but we still need some type of a Hezber. And he wants to say from here, you see, therefore, all things which were said in the Mishnah Stam are in fact a Halacha Mishmi Sinai, which is really quite fascinating. Let's move on and let's start from the beginning of the next sugya. Let's see. Says the Mishnah. The elu yirakish adam yetsa ben yidechi vasei bepesach. The following vegetables a person can be yetsa mitzvahs maror on Pesach. So the Gemara is going to explain what all of these vegetables mean. We say b'chazeres, b'tamcha, b'chachavina, b'olshin, u'b'maror. Like Rashi says, Kulu Mefarish B'Gemara. Now, Yotzen Behen, Bein Lachen, Bein Yibeshen. You can be Yotzen with them, be it if they're dry, be it if they're wet and moist, be it if they are dry. Avaloy Kvushin, but they cannot be Kavush, which usually we translate as pickled. Rashi says Kavush is in Chaimetz, so it's pickled in vinegar. And we're going to see that unlike a matzah, by maror it's essential that a person experiences the tam maror, the taste of the mariris. So it cannot be pickled, the leish lokin, it cannot be overly cooked, as she says, mavushal harbe, to the extent that it starts to kind of dissolve and get very soft, the leish mavushal and normally cooked, umitztarifin lekezayis, all of these five yirakis can be mitzurif to reach a shear of a kezayis. B'yotzen b'kelach shlahen, you can also be yotzen with the stalk of these vegetables. And if you recall, we mentioned way back when that even though maybe there's a mila to be yotzen with the leaves and not the stalk, but if there's a shaila of bugs and infestation, it's better to be yotze with a stalk than with the actual leaves themselves, being that the leaves might have problems of kashrus mitzad the bugs. So you can be yotze with a stalk. Ubedemai. So, and I mean, if you buy from an aret and you naturally took ma'aser from it, ubemai serishin shnitel trumasei. If a levi took ma'aserishin from it, ubemai serishin v'agdei shniftu, and we'll have to see what the chiddush of those things are. So let's just see a couple lines of the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Hazeres is chasa, what we refer to as lettuce. Ulshin is hindavi. Rashi says it's an asif shakurin crispula. Some say it's some type of an endive of sorts. Tamcha, amarabba barbachana, tamchasa shma. It is called Tamchasa. Some say that this is referring to what we refer to as horseradish. Harachavina, Amar Rishimin Lakish Ats Vasa the Dikla. Rashi says, Siv Hagadol Vinichak Sabbath Ladekla, something which grows around a palm tree. O Marur is Marirsa. Mar is referring to Marirsa, some type of a bitter vegetable of sorts. So again, some of these not so clear. We're going to see that ideally the best thing to be yotze with is lettuce, even though horseradish is much more bitter than lettuce. But we're going to see that chasa, shechasa kodesh baruch hu al Yisrael, Hashem had pity on Klal Yisrael, chasa is going to be a better thing to be yotze with. Okay, so we made a start on the next sugya, and Hashem will pick it up tomorrow.
No, the chasa is actually